More Idaho Matters right now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. Idaho is full of creatives, from dancers to weavers to architects, all with different art forms that inspire, which is the focus of a new online series from Idaho Public Television called Created. The series features Gem State artists, introducing us to their craft and the unique ways in which they express themselves. On one of their latest episodes, we met painter Lupe Galvin, whose story is intimately connected to his work. So joining us now to talk more are artist Lupe and lead producer of Created, Marsha Franklin. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thanks so much, Gemma.
Yeah, thank you very much.
So Lupe, can I start with you? You're an Idaho native. Can you tell us a little bit about your upbringing and really what kind of sparked your interest in the arts?
Yeah, of course. I grew up in Owyhee County. And I spent a lot of my youth and young adult life in the Owyhees. And then a big part of that was working fruit orchards to help my father. And I would say that pretty early on, in kind of unexpected ways, I was being exposed to a lot of countryside and things that resembled pastoral scenes in like art history books. And so in many ways, I felt saved in those moments from the difficulties of work and how difficult navigating life was at that time. So it sort of coincided with having a sibling who gave me a college level art history book. And, you know, that was when I started to get exposed to that there was this other world that existed.
Mm. And Lupe, your style of painting seems to be really unique because it combines techniques of European art really with your own personal history. So can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Sure. Yeah. I guess I never thought of it as particularly unique. I guess part of being a painter is that I'm trying to figure out, sort of like reverse engineer in my own way, how paintings were done. And then often what I come away with is usually more humility, because it's really difficult to look at painters of the past and try to figure out exactly what's happening. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I do something and I'm happy with it and I like where it's going, and things come together really nicely. So in terms of like a technical process, that's kind of just how I approach it. Maybe there's something a little bit different conceptually or psychologically that I'm trying to accomplish, though.
And Marsha, let me bring you into the conversation. What drew you to Lupe's artwork?
Well, thanks so much for having us on, Gemma. I'm really excited to talk with you and to feature Lupe. Part of it was the story that you just heard. I think it's always wonderful when, as children, or frankly, any time in our lives, we can come across something that makes life a little bit easier or more beautiful. In his instance, as he mentioned, he was in the fields a lot. He was working a lot, very difficult jobs. And art was something that, as you just heard, kind of saved him. So that was very interesting to me. More specifically, I was researching stories for this new series, Created. And I looked up the artists who were featured at Treefort's Art Fort in March of 2022. And I was really drawn to a piece that Lupe did called The Mother of San Pedro. And I contacted him. And when I went to his house, I saw his newest piece, In Progress, and talked with him about that. And I was just so intrigued by his syncretic approach to art, which melds different styles, time periods, his love of European art, even though what Europeans did in their attempted conquest of indigenous peoples is really anathema to his own indigenous background. But I'm really intrigued by people who hold beliefs that seem to be on first glance in opposition to each other. But as Lupe says in our piece, you know, it's more than possible to do that. And sometimes it's even preferable to stretch yourself. So I was really intrigued by both his story and his approach to art. And we followed him making that one piece of art over a year.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about the series itself, Marsha. What inspired it?
Great. Well, you know, we are really fortunate at Idaho Public Television, just as you are, in having many local programs. And we have, you know, a political program, a historical program, a outdoor program. But one gap that we really had never filled was a program about the arts or creativity. And PBS, of course, is known for its coverage of the arts. So, and we also know there's so many creatives in Idaho, you know, who are undiscovered or, you know, doing amazing things. So first of all, that's why our name is Created, as in create, and then with a little spelling difference with the ID on the end for Idaho, or idea or idiosyncrasy or identity, any of those ID words. And we wanted to try something that was digital first, meaning both short and long pieces that premiere on social media first. Then we see kind of what sticks, so to speak, and then we will start airing those pieces on Idaho Public Television. So we really felt like we were filling a gap that we'd had for a long time in arts coverage. And that was what was behind it. And also trying to get a new audience as well, reach a new audience with some of our short social media pieces. So we have these capstone pieces, like the one on Lupe, longer pieces, 6 to 8 minutes. And then we have shorter pieces as well on social media. And we cover the state.
Marcia, why do you think it's so important to you know, really dive in to not just, you know, the artist's work, right? But really their stories, as we've talked to Lupe, you know, and learning a bit more about him, you know, why add that nuance into this?
Right. Well, people love, first of all, to see the process of a creative person, whether that's, you know, writing a play or painting something, or we did a piece on a leather braider or dancers. I mean, just that process in and of itself is fascinating. But, you know, many creative people work in isolation, often by choice. And so it's really it's a joy, really, to be able to go into their studios and shine a light on that process. And then the result of all that effort. From a larger kind of meta perspective, though, I think all of us are creative, even if we don't think so. You know, we don't all have to be painting or making ceramics. And so maybe by showing a variety of stories about creative people, viewers might either see a new way of being a maker that they hadn't thought of, or appreciate their own work more. So I'm hoping that, you know, inspiration is an often used word, maybe too often, but I hope that by looking at some of these stories, people are uplifted and maybe think about their own creativity as well. We're also hearing these wonderful stories that come back to us about the pieces and people reminiscing about a particular person. The response to the piece about Lupe, for instance, was just wonderful. So they're not all serious stories. We have some lighthearted ones as well. So I think it's just, you know, giving people some beauty in their lives.
Lupe, what was it like for you to go through this experience and have, you know, cameras following you around? As Marcia said, you know, they were around for a year following your process.
I mean, it was a good process. I learned a lot about what it takes to tell a story via film. So lots of takes. I didn't, you know, I was just thinking how amazing it is to have people who are willing to work around you and be patient. And, you know, artists sometimes can be temperamental. So
no, Lupe, you were great. Lupe got some time lapses for us as well. That's what's so neat about the new technology with GoPros and such, is we could leave him with his own, you know, a camera that he could turn on and off as he saw fit, to get some time lapses for us. So we weren't hopefully hovering too much, but Lupe was an amazing person to profile.
And Marcia, what, so as you said, you've got some longer form, you've got some shorter form on social media. So where can people, where are the best places for folks to follow along with this new series?
Oh yeah. Thanks so much. Yeah. We'll do a short piece on Bosco, the Boise Open Studios event this weekend on social media. So you can find us by going to Create Idaho PTV on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, our website. We'll be doing a long piece on Lily Martina Lee, who's an amazing weaver and professor at Boise State University. And on December 3rd, I'm really excited, we'll be airing a piece as well, a documentary on a woman named Sarah Joyce, who's a multi-talented late artist. She's not with us anymore, who worked in so many different mediums. It'll be the first deep look at Sarah's work. So I think people will be blown away by that. And we'd love people to tell us who we should feature. We've gotten stories from viewers as well. So you can write to me at create at idahoptv.org. And again, we're on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and the World Wide Web.
Well, I want to thank both of you for taking time out of your day to talk to us and to introduce us to this new online series. Really appreciate both of your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is my voice. It can tell you a lot about me, and I'm not changing it for anyone. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of NPR episodes centered on the Black experience. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get podcasts.